This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharga with news. The headlines first. Tornado rescue teams from India and China mobilized in Bhotekosi flood-affected areas. 675 people confirmed dead so far in Bhotekosi flood, whereabouts of 2,426 people remain unknown. Foreign Minister Shishir Kunal says international assistance needed for reconstruction and recovery in flood-hit areas. And Trump announces biggest oil deal in world history with Venezuela. Now the news in detail. The tornado rescue teams from neighboring India and China have been mobilized under the coordination of the Nepal government to rescue people trapped inside tunnels at power generation facilities in Roswa and Nuwakot following the Bhotekosi River flood. Although the Nepali Army has been continuing search and rescue operations using its own resources and equipment, Nepal has sought assistance from India and China for rescuing people trapped inside blocked tunnels, conducting DNA tests to identify the deceased and managing the mortuaries. Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Patel Chhetri said that assistance is also being received from India, China and other countries, as well as various international donor agencies and organizations for the rescue, relief and rehabilitation of people affected by the Bhotekosi flood. Meanwhile, according to Foreign Ministry spokesperson, more than 120 foreign nationals from different countries who were caught in the Bhotekosi flood have already been rescued. However, around 500 foreign nationals are still reported missing. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Shishir Kunal has said that Nepal is in a situation where it needs international assistance for the rehabilitation and reconstruction of the extensive damage caused by the disaster. Speaking at a press conference held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs today, Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Kunal said extensive damage has been caused to infrastructure and the detailed assessment of the damage is currently underway. He appealed to the government, the general public and national and international media to rely only on officially verified information and not to publish or broadcast unverified reports. The minister also informed that press conference that a separate emergency control room has been established at the ministry, as many foreign nationals have also gone missing in the floods. The death toll from the Bhotekosi flash flood has reached 675 according to the National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority. Of the total, 13 bodies have been recovered from Roswa, 45 in Dhading, 51 in Nuwakot, 57 in Gorkha, 35 in Tanahu, 246 in Sitwan, 165 in Nolprasi East, and 63 in Nolprasi West. A total of 2,426 people remain unaccounted for following the Roswa flood. Nepal Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General DIG Abhinarayan Kaple said 2,301 people have so far been rescued from flood-affected areas. The Nepali Army today rescued alive 208 persons, including 43 foreigners who were trapped inside the tunnel of Tirsuli 3 hydropower since the catastrophic flash floods. Among those rescued alive, 38 are Chinese and 5 Indians, according to Nepali Army. Meanwhile, efforts from the government level are on the way to rescue those trapped in the upper Tirsuli 3B hydropower project tunnel in Nuwakot. And 9 hydropower projects employees and workers numbering 537 are unaccounted for since the devastating flash flood that wiped out Bhotekosi and Tirsuli River corridors. The management of bodies of those who died in the floods has become increasingly challenging. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority, bodies recovered from flood are being taken to various hospitals and the process is continuing. However, hospitals and temporary holding centers are struggling to accommodate the growing number of bodies, while some of those have already been stored have begun to decompose. The challenge has become particularly serious in Sitwan, where 233 bodies recovered from the Narayani and Tirsuli rivers have been brought for management. Meanwhile, health experts have warned that keeping decomposing bodies for a prolonged period under existing arrangements could increase the risk of infection and disease outbreak. The administration said the bodies will be managed in a dignified, safe and lawful manner in line with the government directive on managing unidentified and abandoned bodies. DNA samples of all bodies will be collected and recorded using identification codes before burial. This is intended to help identify the victims and facilitate handover of remains to their families later. The Flood Forecasting Division has warned that the risk of flooding continues in the Bhotikosi area of Rasua. Although water levels in the Bhotikosi and Tirsuli rivers are currently normal, there is a risk of sudden flooding if lakes formed by blocked rivers in the upper area burst. The division has urged people to stay away from river banks and pay close attention to early warning information. Flood expert Binod Prajul said that the lake formed by the blocked river at the flood site is growing in size, increasing the risk of possible outburst. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal Telecom has brought its service back into operation through the tower located next to Tirsuli 3A hydropower project in Rasua. This will further facilitate the communications required for the rescue work underway in the tunnel of the hydropower project. The European Union has announced an immediate humanitarian assistance package of €2 million to support rescue, search and relief operations for victims of the devastating flash floods in Nepal. According to the European Union delegation to Nepal, the emergency funding will address urgent needs, including food, healthcare, clean water, sanitation and emergency shelter. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin, now an international news update. The United States has struck a deal with Caracas that would give them control of some 65 billion barrels of Venezuela's proven oil reserves, President Donald Trump has announced, while reviving the OPEC nation's battered energy industry. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said that the historic transaction more than doubles American oil reserves and will substantially lower gas prices for all Americans. Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, welcomed the deal, which is expected to bring about $209 billion to the state's treasury. Now, the general forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain with snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at some places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini province, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces. Similarly, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at some places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in the Tarai regions. Likewise, heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the hilly regions of Lumbini and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tunnel rescue teams from India and China mobilized in Bhoti Koshi flood-affected areas. 675 people confirmed dead so far in Bhoti Koshi floods. Whereabouts of 2,426 people remain unknown. Foreign Minister Sushil Khanal says international assistance needed for reconstruction and recovery in flood-hit areas. And Trump announces biggest oil deal in world history with Venezuela. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monijan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.